We just have to enjoy every moment, don't we? They're talking about, they always talk about what you're doing and next year and all that. I think next week's the one now. Bristol City on Tuesday, that's my focus. You know, 14 games when I come, or 60, I can't remember how many games. But I want them to enjoy it. You can see they're enjoying it. You don't do that on the pitch unless you're enjoying it. And they like that in training. And we grew into games. I thought our worst spell was the first 10 minutes. And I thought then we grew into it then, you know. And I thought the centre-halves... Yeah. But, you know, the system they play, it's difficult away from home to try and, you know. But I thought once we'd sorted that, I thought we were a lot more potent on the break, you know. To get the 3 points, it's a bonus at the end, isn't it? Because we're up against it. But it just shows you a little bit of quality. Wardy doesn't know when he's beat. He made a great run down the channels against two lads and looked up and who's in there, Frex. Great ball.
Is that why you put Wardy on as well?
Yeah. We couldn't have Bestie getting injured doing that. He couldn't do that, Bestie. No. And we've got two important games this week. So straight away, I just said, get him on now, Wardy. And Smalley ran out, you know, he was covered every blade of grass, Smallwood, so we had to get Joe on. What was he doing, Chip, trying to score at the end instead of dribbling to corner? I killed him when he got to the, you know, he said I saw him off his line.
Was Greg always down for the penalty?
He was, but apparently he shouldn't have been. I told him to take the penalty. I said, look, the way you're playing, take the penalty, son, you can't miss it, you. And so when they got it, I'm expecting him to take it, which he picked the ball up, and then everybody surrounded me. Frecklington takes our penalties, gaffer. So I told Frex, tell him. He went to tell him and he said, no, I'm taking it. So I said, look, it's my fault. If he misses it, I'll take responsibility. I went on after it and said, thank God you scored it.
Poor old Frecklington, he runs his heart off and you take captaincy off him.
I know, didn't know he was captain. Take captain. Don't know he takes penalty. I said, is there anything else I need to know, Frex? You know, but not bother him that. That'll not bother Frex. He's a genuine lad, isn't he?
The result's gone your way since a good old
day, isn't it? Yeah, you know, we still haven't achieved anything. We're a good group of lads, we've got feet on the floor, and we're going to get hiccups between now and the end of the season. I know we will. But we've got such a good group, I don't think a hiccup will bother us for the game after. You know, that's how it is, really. You've got to scrap for every point now, haven't you? And that's what we'll be doing. And you see that there, you know, because I think at 1-1 with 10 men, I think most people would have snapped their hand off at a point, wouldn't they? But that we're not like that. I'm afraid it's one story after another at the moment, isn't it?
The way people throw themselves in front of things dramatically.
Yeah.
Scary in the first half.
And the captain as well. You know, they don't know when they die. You know, that's how it is, isn't it, Les? I love that kind of football. I'm at Bramall Lane, week in, week out. I love that intensity and tackles and headers and challenges, and I want my players to be like that. I think the fans as well, you know, Yorkshire fans in particular, they want to see that, don't they? They work hard-earned money, you know, they want to see that type. I mean, it was buzzing at the end, wasn't it? I mean, the place, even at 1-1, Les, and with 10 men, they really tried to keep us going, the fans, you know, because we had to let them have the ball and retreat and be organised, and it didn't bother them, they kept us going, you know. So I'm delighted for everybody today.
Neil, you say you haven't achieved anything yet, but you couldn't wish for a better start, could you?
No, I'm in the middle now, son. but let's hope the ending's the same as well. As I said, I wanted to enjoy it, and you can see they're enjoying it. And when you go to work, whether you're a bloody miserable journalist or a football manager, if you're enjoying it, you work better. And we're enjoying it at the minute.
What was your view on the red card?
I thought it was harsh, very harsh. Looking at it, he's not deliberately elbowed him. He's gone up with his arm. But I don't think ref was going to send him off until he saw the blood. I think when he saw the blood, that made it, you know, it must be bad. Yeah. But it's not a sending off for me. We're going to appeal whether we have any success. Who knows? But it'll open the door for somebody else. If he's suspended, somebody else will come in and score the winner.
Has the spirit you found here surprised you?
Well, it hasn't just arrived. I think, you know, you don't just work like that. You have to work hard to get a spirit like that. And I've got, you know, Blackie and Jeppo really doing the business, really, and then I've got the icing on the cake, really, so it's a good recipe. I've done it all my career, and it's like I enjoy it. I enjoy on the training ground, I enjoy seeing lads like that, and when I come off and I talk to them when they're all in the dressing room, they don't know, they've never had it before, some of them lads, you know, not that feeling. Whereas I've had it, and you know, numerous times, and it's great feeling Saturday night when you've played like that and got a win and you're going home. It's you know, so a few more of them before the end of the season.
Have you any sympathy for Steve and the pressure he's under at
the moment? No, not at all, no. I've no sympathy for any manager. You know, I've got, it's hard enough being at Rotherham manager without worrying about other people.
Because you've been at Leeds, obviously you've been under that microscope that he's under now, haven't you?
Yeah, and it's difficult, you know, it's a difficult, you know, the people you deal with at Leeds, I think it's a difficult job. You know, I always felt that I was up against it with the media and everything at times. And it is hard. It's a big club and they demand it, don't they? But that's not going to change my views. I thought if I'd have been supported like I thought, like I was told I was going to be supported, I think we'd have been successful. And I think within 12, 18 months we'd have been promoted. But, you know, I worked 6 months to get GFH in to buy BCR, and they turn out 10 times worse. So really, I think it's doomed, isn't it, really, for me. When it's like that, you know, it just didn't seem fair at the time. You know, when I get promised funds in January by GFH and then they say, we're going to reassess it and look at the club and spend in the summer, you know. And when we sold Snodgrass, I was disappointed we couldn't, you know, I knew we needed pace. And instead of shopping at Harrods with some of the money, we ended up at Woolworths buying anybody, really. I won't tell you his name, but they weren't good enough. So, no, you know, no regrets. I wish we'd have got put, because I've never been at a club like Chelsea at home, winning 1-0, I think we were. After first half, I have never, ever managed a crowd like that. It was unbelievable. It was like the champion. I stood around thinking, bloody hell, this must have been what it was like with Eddie Gray and Lorimer and that. Because it was just unbelievable, the atmosphere. Then we got beat 5.